So immediately on the heels of that great solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, we have this feast of the first Roman martyrs, the holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. Why is it significant? Because without them, there's a good chance we would not be here, that we wouldn't believe. So everything that we do, getting up in the morning, coming to 6:45 a.m. Mass, going to confession, is based on the fact that we believe that Jesus Christ actually lived, which history confirms, okay? Let's read the historians of the first century. They say there was this Jesus who was crucified. But we believe that this Jesus who lived and was crucified rose from the dead by his own power. None of us were there. None of you saw it. I didn't see it. I believe it with absolute certainty. How? Unless Jesus appeared to you this morning in your bedroom, we believe this stuff. How? Well, because my parents said, Bishop Vedder taught me in high school. No. How? That Jesus Christ, who walked this earth 2,000 years ago, was nailed to a cross by his own power, came out of a tomb. No one's ever done that. People have been raised from the dead, apparently. Why do we believe that? Because people told us. The proof of this whole thing, upon which our entire faith is hinged, that a man died and rose from the dead by his own power, is thanks to the witness of the martyrs. Because you can be beaten for a lie, for some profit, benefit of your own. But nobody goes and dies. The first 32 popes, multitudes of the early Christians, the first Roman martyrs, nobody dies for a lie or a fib. It's unprecedented. Nowhere in history has this been repeated, that people would die one after another for something that, and the first Roman martyrs who didn't witness, some of them, even Jesus. But they said, Peter, I talked to him. He had absolute faith. Convinced. And because of Peter and Paul, I'm now going to continue this legacy of absolute certainty that who Jesus says he is and was is true. And you can kill me for it. It's amazing. We owe our faith to these martyrs. That's why the martyrs, the witnesses, martyr means witness in Greek, are so important to us, because we don't have faith today. If it were not for them, we said, I will die for it. I will die. Well, how do you know? Because Peter convinced me. Well, how do you know? Because he died. For the fact that Jesus is who he says he is. You don't die for a lie or a fib, but under the absolute certainty that what he said and what the gospel tells us and what the church teaches is true. You don't die for Muhammad or for any other religious leaders. We die for Jesus. Our proof of that, all this thing isn't a sham, is these martyrs died for it, because they were so convinced that the people who went before them and told them the things that they saw and did and that witnessed, and then for 300 years, if you wanted to be a saint, you had to die. Thank goodness anymore, although we may die. Good. With absolute conviction that Jesus hung on a cross, went into a tomb, and 3 days by his own power came out to rescue us. The first Roman martyrs, holy Roman martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. They had no doubt, nor should we. And if we don't doubt, then we got to live our lives that way, that same power 2,000 years ago is available to us today. We don't die for a fact of something that happened 2,000 years ago and say, yeah, that was really great. Now we got this church. No, we die for the fact that man, God, is alive and well, reigning supreme. The world's not completely convinced and Christian. It's on us, because he's there, alive and well. And we believe it without doubt because of these martyrs who shed their blood, for the fact that Jesus is alive.